Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the show. It's brought to you in association with Levi Solicitors. They will give you a 10% discount on your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. Dan here, along with Michael Normanson and Moscow White, Daniel Chapman as well. Hello. You all right? Football and that. Been
what's,
a while.
What's that then?
Yeah.
There was some, wasn't there? I saw a match of the day was on.
Yes. Did Erling Haaland score?
Yeah.
That happens, doesn't it, generally? So that was a thing.
I think that's happened loads of times since we last played, actually.
Just generally, yeah. I saw him, did they play Wolves this weekend?
Yes.
I saw him pushing somebody about. Somebody tried to tug his shirt. So as he's running alongside him, he just turns and shoves him.
How far do you think you'd be able to push Erling Haaland?
Not as far as he'd be able to push me.
You can tell there's been no football, can't you? Quick word, by the way, for TSB Plus as well. We've got
loads of football there.
The two-part transfer window reaction. Those are my sound effects.
Good.
To add drama. That's on there. Loads of Championship Manager as well. We're playing the 0-1-0-2 save as Mike Daniels. Daniel, Michael.
And we will Mike get Daniels. Some more stuff going on that. We've been moving office for the past few past week or so, haven't we? Packing stuff up, moving on. So
if you're looking at this, it might look slightly different. We bought some new lights.
The same. It looks the same.
Some slightly different camera angles.
No.
This is on YouTube, by the way.
The main difference is that my head now is like a beacon.
This is on YouTube as well as in your podcast player. However, to the news or lack...
Well, that's the other thing. Does it sound the same?
I hope so.
It's all very well saying it looks different to the YouTube listeners, but the OGs on the audio feed, I hope we still sound as... well,
upbeat,
normal, yeah, as we were.
I was going to say to the football or lack thereof, really. 21s is all we've had to go on in the last week or so. Obviously, 10,000 people at Elland Road, which is good. Nice to see him turn up and give Willy Nonto a nice welcome to the club. Seems to have had a nice time. Little, stocky, fast, excellent.
He's really little, isn't he?
Yeah,
it was funny watching him. I really like him. He's like a novelty player.
That he's even smaller than Somerville. He's really going some. I mean, Haaland is an interesting sort of case study of where football seems to be going with these like huge mega robots. And we're just going to go with little R2-D2s skating around between them all.
Is it Shaqiri? His nickname translates to something like Power Square or something. I'm sure he's got some. I'm sure when it's translated back, you know, the guy who played for Liverpool and Stoke,
a little
cube of a man. I feel like Nonto's a bit like that. He's at least double the thickness of Somerville, I would say.
Yeah, but has he got the skills? Because Somerville was good, wasn't he?
Somerville's always too good for that level.
Mm.
I do wonder if his time he had a bit of a chance, like properly, because he's never had anything. He's never even had a full game, has he? I don't think.
No.
With the senior team. It's always half an hour here and there. But every time I've seen the under-23s, he's been the best player, more or less, other than the ones who aren't under-23, like Pat Bamford.
He looks exciting, but hasn't really had the cut through yet, has he? He's not really done...
Not had a Gelhart moment.
Exactly. Yeah, like
he did win a penalty against Brentford. It just wasn't given.
But that's what I was going to say. He looked bright against Brentford when he came on. But prior to that, I don't think we've necessarily seen enough from him.
The season's barely started, hasn't it? And it's ground to a halt. And then we've got a few more games. And it grounds to a halt again. And then
we're going to look back on this one and go, wasn't that a weird season?
And just like the one before was a weird season. And the one before that was a weird season. May as well just, as long as the under-21s have got games, we can see bright up. It's a good chance to see up-and-coming youngsters like Liam Cooper, Luke Ayling.
Patrick Bamford as well, yeah.
The future of Leeds.
Patrick Bamford, that was good. It's nice for him, though. He did his best to miss. Was it the one that crashed in off the bar?
No, that was perfect.
Was it you meant to do that? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Nonto's been named in the Italy squad versus England and Hungary in the Nations League, so we may yet get to see a bit of him anyway.
Is it just me, or is England completely dead to you now Calvin's not there?
Yeah, and even then, it looks like Calvin might miss the World Cup because he's in for that shoulder operation. Because there is that little petty part of you thought, you've left us now, so... Which is really, really mean, but...
Hasn't he needed a shoulder operation since he went down against West Brom, like in that game? And there was definitely talk of him having it at the same time as he was out last season, but they've obviously just not bothered.
Well, they managed him through for the Euros, didn't they, so he could make the Euros.
But then last season when he was out for ages, I think there was some talk of him having a shoulder op alongside his other break, but I don't know if we just... A bit like when you know you're selling a car and you don't fix something on it.
Yeah.
Just kind of going, it's fine.
Your pal Phil Hay wrote about his shoulder and mentioned that it seemed like they decided against doing that because they didn't want to delay him coming back from the hamstring injury.
Mm.
It's like they thought the hamstring injury could take X and then they might have been able to do the shoulder within it, but they were hoping that the hamstring injury would take less time than it would have taken to do the shoulder, so they left it. And he's probably a victim of the weird seasons as well, because there's just not been a break for him that has coincided with him dislocating his shoulder for them to be able to go, right, well, there's nothing on the horizon. There's not the Euros coming up. There's not a relegation battle coming up. There's not a World Cup coming up. So you may as well get it fixed.
A mid-season World Cup.
Yeah, so that's, if it was a, I mean, it would have been played by now if it was a normal rules. But I feel bad for him. And he'll be fine at Manchester City in the long run because he's got like a six-year contract. So
it would have been played in summer, actually. This coming summer is when it would have been played.
No, it would have been summer just gone. Summer 2022.
Just gone. It's 2022.
You never have a World Cup in last year.
It's because we're all out of sync with the Euros.
Exactly.
Yes, you're right.
Have you seen the...
Thank you, Michael.
Stupid season.
I was walking through Headingley and they've got all the banners up for the Rugby League World Cup is starting in a couple of weeks, and it's the Rugby League World Cup 2021. And I was looking at the banners and thinking, am I all right? Has something gone wrong here?
Do you want the answer to that or...
No, it's a rhetorical question that I hope will never be answered.
I did enjoy it when they just didn't rebrand the Euros because they were like, we've got all the logos and stuff done. Yeah. Just, you know, we know it's wrong, but just live with it. It should be, it's fine.
So now I think about it, 2021 isn't even that long ago. It was only last year.
Mm.
I'm sure, or is it 2020? The numbers just seemed all out of sync. What year is it now?
22.
Right, yeah. And we should have had a World Cup. It should have been all over. Phillip's shoulder should have been fine. But as it is, he'll probably still go. But whether he'll... Is the Brian Robson, he used to always do this before a World Cup, was pop his shoulder out. And
the Owen Hargreaves is the more contemporary example. Slightly more.
I don't really count Owen Hargreaves as a footballer.
Right.
Just because of the scum thing?
Partly that, but that affects Brian Robson as well.
Mm.
He just never really seemed to amount to anything. What was he? Was he good? Was he bad?
Everyone was really confused about him playing for England for ages. Then I think he had a good tournament.
Because we thought he was German.
Well, that as well. And then he didn't seem to do anything. He was just sort of there.
Yeah.
But then I think he had a good tournament once and everyone was like, oh, okay, that's what he's for. And then Scum signed him and obviously that was the end of it.
I don't really consider him a reasonable player.
So sympathy, a little bit of sympathy for Calvin Phillips, maybe not depending on your disposition. I do feel a bit sorry for him because there's still a lot of fondness there. It's like saying to your ex, I wish you the best.
I genuinely do wish Calvin no ill. It's not like when Willem Karlsson went to Spurs and got injured and I was like, yes!
And it's not the end of anything as well, because after... Where is the next Euros? I meant to look this up.
France?
Is it France?
No, it can't be there again, can they?
Probably.
Feels like the sort of thing we should know.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
But that can't be far away. And then the World Cup is 2026 in the USA.
Mm-hmm. And it's Mexico and Canada as well, we should say. Yep.
North America coming together, knocking down the walls and hosting it as one. And Calvin will be like 31 for that, and that's fine.
I've just remembered Euro 2024 is in Germany. Just remembered that.
Is not it? France.
They've only just had a World Cup.
My 2006, yeah.
So it feels like they've only just had a World Cup.
It's more recently than we've had anything.
Anyway, I was heading in the
direction. We had the European Championships this summer.
Sort of. It was all shared about, though, wasn't it?
And
we did such a lovely job of...
Winning it.
Letting everyone ransack Wembley for the final.
No, not that one. The women's Euros this summer.
Oh, that one. Sorry. Here. Yeah, I thought you meant because the final.
And then the men's ones before that was shared about as well. So, what more do you want?
We should have the men's one here and play at least Sports Village.
We had the Commonwealth Games, and now we're having the Rugby League World Cup.
Commonwealth Games is just a poor man's Olympics, isn't it? Really.
I was going to say, I was heading in the direction of a bit of sympathy for Calvin, but any for Steve Morrison, who has been, to quote their phrase, relieved of his duties at Cardiff City as manager.
The only
former Leeds United striker. Who, let's
barely
not forget,
wears the name.
They'll say one day he's a legend, Erlen Road. That was the quote, wasn't it?
How badly are they doing, actually?
My one regret about this is I didn't know they were doing badly. I'd not paid any attention. So I rewound and watched his last video after they were defeated by managerless Huddersfield. And he was throwing in plenty of, it was like a, I mean, Jesse Marsh did it the other week, but he's doing the same thing. We'll blame it as a Lampardism, where he's saying, I told the players to go long over the press and they decided not to do that for the first 10 minutes. Once we started doing that, we looked a lot better. All right, Steve.
They have only scored, true to Steve Morrison's form, only scored 7 goals in the 10 games so far.
How have they played 10 games in the Championship?
Although Preston have still only scored 3 goals in 10 games, and Preston are 15th on that, having scored 3 times.
But 15th is fine, though, isn't it, in the Championship?
Oh, it's fine, yeah. Whereas Cardiff are 18th, but that is actually only a point off the relegation places.
I don't know.
Currently occupied by Coventry, Huddersfield and Chris Wilder at Middlesbrough.
Preston have got a genius manager, haven't they? I was talking about him the other day. He's the guy who's come from, was he at Plymouth? And he's some kind of like total maverick.
Paul Sturrock.
No.
He was Plymouth manager once.
He might be a Paul. But they're, I think their XG is phenomenal, but they can barely score an actual goal. So they are hilarious.
Like Brighton.
Brighton as was
and top of the Championship, of course. Whitball way out ball.
I know, it's amazing. You see, this is the thing, a lot of criticism for that appointment. Right man, wrong time, pecking bottom at Leeds.
Unfinished business,
could say that. I mean, now he doesn't have to deal with J. Roy Grott and Conor Shocknessy. Put him in charge of a Premier League team, and I think we might see the big difference. It's like what Guardiola says about Bielsa. You put him in charge of Manchester City, you would do a better job, or somewhere around that. I think he's got similar views on Paul Heckenbottom. Give him Chris Wilder's Sheffield United, and he can work miracles.
I'm confused by Corberan, by the way, because he, as we mentioned there, he's been sacked by Olympiacos after 48 days. What's going on with his career? Because he seemed to be really, really mediocre when he first went to Huddersfield. Second season was amazing. He's gone there and he's out within 7 weeks.
Yeah, but it's Olympiacos. This is what happens. You lose a couple of games and they just go, right, we're not having that. You have to go.
Because it's the same guy who owns Forest, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Greek shipping magnate.
And they did wonder, you'd have to get into Carlos Corberan's head, whether there was any kind of like, if you do a good job at Olympiacos, you can then transfer over to Nottingham Forest and you'll be back in the Premier League that way. But did they lose their European qualifier and then the record in the league was something like, 1-2, drawn 1, lost 1. It's just like, no, we win every game. So therefore, you are sacked now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
About Forest. What's going on with them?
Good question.
Because they've signed everybody
and
they're not doing very well.
We should have played and beaten them.
Are we wrong to want signings? Is this what happens when you sign footballers?
I think there's the signings and the signings. What Forest have done is unprecedented, apart from if you included me on Championship Manager now and then, where you go, we just start a new game and go, sell everyone, buy everyone, lovely stuff, and then you actually do all right.
I mean, genuinely, it's kind of weird to see what's going on there. And people, obviously, everyone's always trying to carve an angle out, aren't they, on Twitter or whatever, or take the piss out of fans of other clubs. But it genuinely baffles me as to what they're actually trying to achieve.
Well, I think they had a panic of thinking, oh, we've gone up. They had a lot of players on loan and stuff. A couple of players were leaving, and then we went, well, we need to sign people. But they just don't seem to have stopped. I don't know how many people are actually in their squad now, but haven't they signed
22 players, haven't they? Mm. They've got like three left backs, which is an affront to us.
Because they were left with some players. I know certain key players left when they went up, like Spence and the goalkeeper, what's his name?
He's gone to France.
They both left, didn't they? So they did have some key holes to fill, but like they've just gone wild with it.
And the only logic was that they started last season near the bottom of the Championship, and then Cooper rocketed them up, so they may have looked and gone, well, this is basically a Championship relegation squad and we've fluked it.
Mm.
So let's sign everybody we can possibly think of.
It does go to show how hard the Premier League is, doesn't it? But then if they want to stay up, what are they doing chucking away games to Bournemouth and Fulham?
And also, if they, given how much they have spent and the players they have signed, if they don't stay up, maybe starts to look a bit dicey for them next season in the Championship.
Because I can't be the only person who's thought, hope they've all got relegation release clauses. Hope we get Brennan Johnson. Because I know that Arthur's spoken about Leeds having identified him years ago, and he's now in a price bracket where they wouldn't want to get involved, even though they did with Dan James, presumably a similar sort of level. Because you think, I'd have him. I'd have him at Renan Lodi, left back.
I don't know enough about him, but I'd have a left back.
He plays on for my team on FIFA, so.
Oh. You're not one of those, are you now?
I've got an 11-year-old son, so yes, I am. I am one of those.
Yeah, I hope they go down. Just so we don't, really. I've nothing against them. I kind of want them to be in the Premier League, truthfully, but I also just want the safety of knowing there are some teams completely in the mire at the bottom.
It's mad looking at Leicester as well, isn't it, where they are and how badly they're performing defensively. Because, did you see the Spurs game?
Yeah, highlights of.
Yeah, I watched the Spurs game and they were in it up to a point, but then as soon as they went behind, they just basically capitulated and it looked like everything that got shot towards their goal was going to go in.
Does that remind you of anything?
Well, no, it was very reminiscent of us last season. Yeah, I was going to say.
Some nice attacking play and then getting absolutely dicked.
Because I'm just looking at the table now, they're already 5 points adrift, only seven games in. You're in a world of trouble there, aren't you? Not like your classic 8 points after five games that we got. Which means you're basically going to stay up.
Definitely staying up, is what he said.
Was Kasper Schmeichel the bacon that was holding it all together?
He's not even getting into the Nice side, is he? He was on the bench at the weekend, yeah?
Then maybe they were resting him for the Champions League because he went there for European football, didn't he? So not interested in the Farmers League that's beneath him.
And have West Ham, have they reverted to type? Because I'm just going through the table upwards here. So you've got Leicester, Forest... Not the motorway services, but yeah, Leicester, Forest.
Watford, Gap.
East, after that. Sorry. West Ham are also in the relegation places at the minute on 4 points. Good to see that they've reverted to type.
They'll be fine.
They gave Lampard a win, didn't they?
Mm.
Generosity.
It looked like they did deserve to win that one, though, or at least get something from it. Everton had like one chance and scored.
And then David Moyes' main contribution afterwards was to take umbrage with a reporter calling him Moisey.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, he really didn't like that, did he?
No, I was like, oh, we're that close. I didn't think we were that close.
Oh, God. Oh, God, you'd feel awful, wouldn't you, in that situation? Really, I feel really awkward on behalf of the reporter now. Football, then. What are we going to watch? Papa John's, that's been moved, hasn't it?
Mm-mm. I mean, I was quite looking forward to that as a sort of weird perversion of the sport that we love. But I don't understand how the international call-ups affect a tournament in which we play more of an under 21 team than we played in the under 21s on Friday.
I guess it's people like Yelder and that lot who were fringes of the first team who they wanted to give a bit of proper men's football to.
Last season we basically pushed a load of under 18s up when they weren't available, and I don't know why we've taken it the other way.
But last season was weird, wasn't it? Because it was the 21s last season and yet the reserves, to all intents and purposes, the 23s. So there's that weird 2-year discrepancy. So they've kind of relaxed the rules, I think, so it's all in line with it now.
Yes. So what? Yeah. But I'm sure we could have named a team. There's enough under 21-year-olds at Leeds United Football Club who will not be away. Oh, no, we rely on Willy Nonto.
Just find some more greys, is all we're saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, I suppose Archie might be away with England, but the even younger one.
He might be away with scouts. You never know.
Maybe that's scouting call-ups, school trips. I hadn't taken all these things into account. Oh, it's half term. They're all at a bus stop drinking cider.
Although he's finished now, isn't he? Because Arsenal played that one, that lad who was younger than him.
Ah, yes, of course. So, yeah, the record's gone now.
Gray's finished. Also, there's no way that boy was 15. Have you seen him?
No.
He's got a beard.
I was going to say, did you ever play for school, like in the school teams, and there'd be a kid who's like, I don't know whether it's a hormonal thing or they've chucked a ringer in there, who looks a good 2 or 3 years older than everyone with a full beard.
Yeah.
It's like, have you seen Josko Gvardiol, you know, who we were in for? Have you seen his? He's 19 in real life, I think, 20-ish. An incredible beard.
In real life?
Yeah.
What else have you been seeing him in?
On FIFA. I signed him FIFA. Yeah.
There was always one of them. Somebody who had pubes since they'd been about six.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've got a full-size man's body. And he's turned up and you're like, fucking hell. He's too fast. He's too big.
Enough about pubes. So when has that been moved to? The crew game, sorry. Do we know?
The future.
I mean, by the time it's played, we'll have proper football back, so no one will care. It was. I nearly bought a ticket for that. I was actually on the website looking at it going,
lovely day out, crew. It's the Morning Oats stadium now, isn't it?
Is it?
Gresky Road is named after the cereal that they make next door. Morning Flake.
Morn Flake.
Or Morn Flake. Morn Flake, yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
We've got the Nations League.
Yeah.
So Scotland v Ukraine could be Liam Cooper in it.
Is he even played? Has he been called up?
Don't know. Belgium versus Wales with Tyler and Dan.
We can look further afield now. We select Sinisterra though, and all the American internationals we've got. So.
Denmark.
Yep.
Although I think Christensen's out of that, isn't he? Or did he get called up? Poland versus Netherlands could be Click versus the Big Pirate. What else? North Macedonia, bit of Johnny.
Football just needs to come back, doesn't it?
This is football. Germany. Robin Koch being left out of the Germany squad. Disgust.
That is bad actually, because he's in, I would say, probably the best form he's had since he's signed for us.
Diego Llorente being included in the Spain squad.
Do you think they've got them mixed up? There's some kind of error in the mail.
I can only assume they've not watched him and they're doing that. He's done a lazy call up. He's like, who was last time? Yeah, just go that again.
Just do those. Italy versus England. What about Nonto versus whoever plays for England?
Harry
now?
Maguire.
And
Harry Maguire's in the squad.
Is he?
He's in good form, so he's been called up.
How is he playing international football and Robin Koch isn't? It's not fair. What else have we got? Scotland versus Ireland, Spain versus Switzerland, and then I'm looking at what's live on TV, so there's the old Canadian Premier League as well on BT Sport. Handy.
So we've got the 25th is the women away at York. That's at York St John's University Sports Park. No, York City's ground. And then Friday the 30th, unless they move this one, the 21s against Stoke, this one is at York City's ground.
Yes.
And that's it. That's where we are, is it?
Yeah, and the women lost to the pensioners of the Northeast.
Yeah, Norton and Stockton Ancients.
They're the ones.
Uh-huh. 3-1, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
How many did Bianca Owen score in the end? It was a couple at least.
All of them.
Did she? That's not a surprise. She used to play for Borough and just deadly at the level, put it that way. Like whenever she plays, she just scores a ton of goals. She's ridiculous.
Speaking of Borough, I have to say when Middlesbrough versus Rotherham popped up on my TV planner on Saturday night, I thought that is the alternative universe we could have been looking at had we gone down last season.
Chris Wilder is not having a happy time at Borough either. We talked about Steve Morrison getting sacked. He could be the one to go. And I think it was, it was Borough versus Cardiff. Which way round did it go? I think Cardiff go 3-0 up and then Borough came back to 3-2. But Morrison and Wilder both got booked for an argument. Sounded quite intense.
Who do you actually want to come out on top in that? I mean,
nobody.
No.
Although Middlesbrough have got Johnny Howson and Alex Mowat, so there's a bit of sentimentality there. I don't know if Sol Bamba's playing this season.
Do you think?
Did he go there? He was at Cardiff. Did he follow? Did he end up back at Borough?
I'm not sure.
Imagine
if he did.
Things. Oh well.
Did you? Are you going to be catching Neil Warnock on his tour? By the way, have you seen he's doing like a theatre talks now? You can still. I've just checked. 23rd of September. This coming Friday. He's at Huddersfield Town Hall.
Mm.
Are you with me? That's what it's called.
I did. I was sent a ticket for a Sheffield one.
Were you?
As a birthday present, yes.
Did you go?
I declined. Yes. I declined to take up the opportunity to go through with that.
Can one of you just do a daft voice just to add some more entertainment to this
he's
episode?
He does Warnock.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's playing Plymouth on the 28th of October.
Oh, big home game for him then.
And then in November, he's Middlesbrough and Scarborough.
Oh, these. Oh, right. These are actually where he's doing his tour. Right. That makes sense.
He seems to miss leads.
Right. Why is that then?
Well, that's true, though, because that is. I remember Plymouth was great days. It's when I first met Kev Blackwell, and he was after that. He was never far from my side, apart from when he did me over by going to Leeds and signing Richard Creswell when we wanted him. The backstabbing little bastard. But then Sharon said, you know, you shouldn't hold it against you. He was your best friend for years and you're just going to fall out over Richard Creswell. And I was like, yeah, too right I am. But she told me around and he's a great lad. He's all black and I can't wait to take him down to Plymouth and chuck him in the sea. Only as a laugh though. Like, but if he drowns, he drowns.
There we go.
But that is a tour because he managed Scarborough. That was where he graduated from greengrocer to chiropodist to football manager and managed Middlesbrough. Sheffield has been there because he obviously managed them. Although there weren't many Wednesday fans turning out here. They don't love me at Hillsborough, but they love me at Bramall Lane. And has he done any London ones? Because that would just be an opportunity for him to put on his YouTube channel just like, well, it's fucking London, isn't it? Eh?
I'm sure he loves Palace, no?
I'm not.
Oh, Palace, yeah.
QPR. He should have some fans there. Yeah, he can't see. You know, like when you look at gigs, you can see old set lists. I don't know if you can see a list of the stories he's told.
They're completely
off-the-cuff stories that he's coming out with. They're really funny.
Well,
if you've read his books, I suspect you know it all, don't you?
I feel like we've padded enough there. So well done, everybody. we got through it. Same time next week.
Suppose so.
We'll be back when
the
football returns and we've got something to talk about. We'll talk about it. So
I don't want to waste anybody's time in the meantime.
Well, there you go. In that case,
there are other things available to watch, aren't they?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up there and just point.
No, there hasn't been. I don't know if you've turned the telly on. There's been very just news. Is all that seems to have been on for like 2 weeks. But there's always Netflix.
There's a big back catalogue of square ball videos on YouTube that people can enjoy.
Yes. Yeah, and the Championship Manager with video now as well. If you fancy going back into a 20-year-old computer game with us, which I know we picked up a few like new American listeners. Jane in particular was the one who found the Championship Manager episodes absolutely baffling because they're all cultural references from 20 years ago that we've brought through into the modern day. But we've still got plenty of axes to grind, haven't we? Such as, for example, trying to sign Danny Mills, dangling loads of money in front of him, and then withdrawing it because we know what
moment.
You know. He'll come chasing the money, and then we just keep toying with him.
Yeah, and there's also, I guess, if you do sign up to TSB Plus now, and if you look for Nigel Martin on our website, there's the Extra Ball interview with him. That's a good long watch. Just things to pass the time, isn't it?
Things to pass the time. There you go.
Spending time in Nigel Martin's company is delightful. He's such a lovely man.
He is a lovely man, very much so. Go have a look for all that stuff, and we'll catch you next time.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.